You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, plus or minus 10 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, tongue-in-cheek radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a ninth grade education and a passion for the music my parents were too young to listen to. Red Hot, Yellow Coat, Green Onions, Pink Thunderbird, Purple People Eater, Orange Colored Sky, and White Port and Lemon Juice, the rock and rhythm canon is a rainbow of chromatic-centric tunes. As music can be expressed by its tone color or timbre, perhaps musicians decided to take a more literal approach in spicing up their sonic imagery by adding a dash of color to the lyrics, or perhaps everything was all in black and white before 1945. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, we're going to get black and blue. No, we won't need boxing gloves, but we'll want to throw on some black slacks and blue suede shoes, or even a black dress, and dance a boogie under the light of a blue moon. But beware the devil with a blue dress and a blacksmith, or you'll be singing I'm Blue the rest of the black night. And so, Carl Perkins took the unlikely approach of kicking off rockabilly's greatest anthem with his variation of a nursery rhyme dating back to the early 1800s. The premise of the song was suggested by Johnny Cash, but the rest was Perkins' genius. Recorded by Elvis weeks after Carl, Elvis asked RCA to hold his version until Carl's had chilled. And in the fall of 1956, Elvis unleashed his frenetic version, Blue Suede Shoes.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Oh, walk the dog. Well, you can burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you want to do, but honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but stay over my blue suede shoe. Lock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby, blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
A name barely recognized today, Lowell Fulson may be the most underappreciated blues artist of all time. The guitarist had hits spanning three decades and even gave a Green Ray Charles a start with his band. After a long stint with Chess, Lowell signed with the Kent label in 1965, whereupon he found himself back on the charts after a decade. Black Nights.
just you and me. When our working day was done, but now when I get home, you're either tired or you're gone. Black nights, it used to be when you see my face. You would run to me just like a child. But now you're in some kind of daze. Little girl, you changed your ways. Black nights. It used to be black nights were never known.
True to his namesake and stature, Frederick Shorty Long was one of the many unsung and tragic artists on the Motown assembly line. Dying in a freak boating accident in 1969, the pianist was a gritty anomaly compared to his highly polished peers. Shorty's first release in 1964 made little noise, but 2 years later was a hit vanilla cover, Devil with a Blue Dress.
Here she comes, and she's the devil.
bassist Willie Egan was a bit of a prodigy, cutting his debut single in 1949 at the age of 15. Willie's creative apex would come in the mid-50s, while with the Tiny Mambo label. However, fame would elude the Louisiana swamp-born Egan. Let's spin Willie's 1956 autobiographical tune, Wear Your Black Dress.
Meet me, baby, put your black dress on. I've been hearing some talk, you've been doing me wrong. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Yes, I'm mad about it, baby. Street, I hold my head in shame. The way the people talk, you know it's a crying shame. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more. Then your sister came out, said she ain't here no more. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more.
The 50s would bring changing tastes and a younger, whiter audience, and thus began the wane of the great Louis Jordan's chart dominance of the 1940s. Jordan's last number one came in 1950, continuing the blue light craze begun in 1946 with Freddie Slack's House of Blue Lights, with Indianapolis's Bill Jennings on guitar, Blue Light Boogie, Part 1.
They did the boogie real slow, with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow, with the blue lights way down low. To a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started swinging, all she did was rock. Kept on swinging, she said, now listen, Pop. I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Shades were down, the chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. I heard somebody shout, rather slow with the blue lights way down low. You gotta boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
In 1957, nothing paid cooler than a pair of black slacks, Daddy-O, and for a group of South Carolinian teens, not one older than 17, it would be their lone hit. But black slacks had the legs to carry the Sparkle Tones to Bandstand and Ed Sullivan and on tour with Buddy Holly. Do yourself a solid and look for this Cory Bantick group on YouTube.
I just don't care, you know why. If you see what I wear, black slacks, big 14 black slacks, really are keen black slacks, make a cool daddy. Oh, when I put them on, I'm ready to go. Man, you ought to see me with my derby on. I know that you would say he's gone. Black slacks, mostly in the head, black slacks. Well, that's what I said, black slacks. I'm the cat's pajamas, all the run around with crazy little mama.
Dolores Johnson, Eloise Hester, and Joe Armistead were the creation of the nefarious genius Ike Turner. Dubbed the Ikettes, they provided backing vocals for Tina Turner on her first hit, A Fool in Love. Tina returned the favor by backing the Ikettes on their 1961 hit debut. Salt and Peppa then returned the favor to Ike Turner by taking the song, which he wrote, and morphing it into 1993's bajillion seller, Shoop. Here's I'm Blue.
Blue.
Indiana native honker Chuck Higgins never had a hit, but was a very popular part of the 50s West Coast R&B scene. What Chuck was thinking when he decided to cover white songstress Ella Mae Morse's biggest hit is anybody's guess. And speaking of guessing, that's about all we can do as to who did the singing. Pianist Frank Dunn? And whether the band had one too many mint juleps. 1955's Blacksmith Blues.
Down in Kentucky, where hot Jews are lucky, there's a village bitty standing under the chestnut tree. You hear the hammer knocking, see the hammer rocking. You need the boogie blue while he's hammering on the shoes. See, hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the horses popping and pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clanging, banging rhythm. You'll get a lot of kick from the Blacksmith Blues. While he's hammering on the shoe. See, hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. Got the horses clopping and pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang and bang and rhythm. You'll hear a lot of kick from the Blacksmith Blues.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Rogers and Hart. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. Every year there are roughly 12 full moons. However, due to astronomical intricacies, every 2 to 3 years there's an extra full moon, and sometimes there are 2 full moons in 1 month. Both of these rare occurrences are known as blue moons. 1961 must have had a blue moon, for a 25-year-old pop standard recorded by every great artist from Elvis to Armstrong somehow found its most popular version recorded by the obscure, integrated doo-wop group, the Marcells.
Bomb a 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 dang a dang dang a ding a dong ding blue moon.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Bomb a dang a dang dang a ding a dong ding
blue moon. You knew just what I was there for. Thank you.
bum, the dang, 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 the ding, 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 bomb ba 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 bomb